Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 5 of our study of Mark. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Mark 13, 32 through 37. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us and fill our hearts with a knowledge of you. We want to encounter you through your word. We want to know you more, not just more about you. In your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Mark 13, starting in verse 32. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on your guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. So Jesus is talking about all of the end times events that we read yesterday. He's referencing all of those things. He says, be on your guard, watch, be prepared, be looking at events, pay attention to what's going on around you so that you're not caught off guard by this. And you're not caught off guard by two main things, by actually reading the end time scriptures, by knowing them, reading them so much. Not just reading them once and then reading a bunch of commentaries, but reading the actual words of Scripture so much that you have the facts that are in Scripture committed to memory, that you know the broad strokes, that you have an understanding of what the Bible has to say. Jesus, through the revelation of Jesus in the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, Zechariah, all of the end times prophecies, he's saying, know these things. That's the first part of watching. The second part of watching is actually paying attention to the world around you. This takes place, and this is important, and I think it's especially important in our context. If the Lord were to come back in our context, I think that what he's saying is actually incredible wisdom. Because even though we have access to so much information, I've heard this phrase said, and I think it's very true. It's very indicative of who we are as a people nowadays, is that 1% of the people make the news. And it's probably even less than 1% of the people, but that's the phrase. 1% of the people make the news. 10% of the people watch the news. And the other 90% of the people wake up the next day and say, something happened? What? So if that's our reality, if that's our context, and what Jesus is saying is incredibly wise. He's saying, I think there's a balance here to this. Is you don't want to get so lost in the news that it's all you do, and that every single, there's been people for a long time now who like study every bit of international diplomacy and things like that, and they try and read scripture into it. I don't think that's what Jesus is saying. I don't think he's saying we need to like just be tugging on every current event and seeing how it fits into the biblical narrative. But I do think that he's saying that you need to understand the biblical narrative and you need to be watching these current events to see if they fit. So I think there's on one end of the spectrum, people that just don't even care and don't watch at all. So they would be completely taken off guard by these events actually happening in their lifetime. Because one of the easiest things to do and say is, well, it hasn't happened for 2,000 years. It's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen now. Every other person that thought they would read this and get prepared, it didn't happen to them. So why would it happen to me? That's one extreme. That's one very bad way to look at this. The other bad way is to look at everything and find some kind of biblical meaning in every single current event. I think both of them can be equally as damaging, but there is definitely a case. Jesus is himself making the case. So again, two things. Number one, understand the biblical narrative. Understand the facts from Scripture. Not other people's commentary and their opinions about those facts, but understand explicitly what Scripture says about the end times. And then number two, do pay attention to the events around you. Because when they fit, you'll know. When they fit, you'll know. But you won't know if they fit if you're not paying attention. So those are the twofold aspect of what Jesus is saying here. Continuing on, verse 35. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, say to everyone, watch. So Jesus has said, even I don't know. And this is the strangest thing, right? The Trinity, the God is one and three parts and all that kind of stuff. How does God the Father know the day and the hour when all this is going to happen and Jesus doesn't know that? I don't know how that works. Nobody does. But Jesus is telling us bluntly, I don't get to know the hour, the day, the minute, whenever all of that's going to happen. I don't get to know that, at least not right now. I mean, when Jesus comes back, and when we look at the events of Revelation, we know that from the time the abomination of desolation set up, there's an exact number of days. There's 3.5 years from that period, from when the abomination of desolation set up. There's 3.5 years. There's a set number of days until the return of Jesus. And so at that point, Jesus will know, right? At that point, we will know. But what Jesus is saying right then, in that context of those people, he didn't know. He wasn't allowed to know, which is just such a strange thing to think about, right? The guy that was there at creation, who spoke all of creation into being the I am of God. I mean, God the Father knows when, but God the Son, Jesus, saying, I don't know when this is going to happen. So watch. Every subsequent generation, Jesus is saying, watch. He uses that word so many times in this passage. We had better take it seriously. So again, what is watching? Watching is knowing the biblical narrative, number one. And number two is paying attention to the events around us to see if any of those things fit into the run-up of the return of Jesus. And again, these are not, if you're paying the mildest amount of attention, you're not going to be one of those guys that's like looking at all of these things. It's not like the QAnon kind of conspiracy thing where it's going to take some super smart guy who like puts all of these little things together and comes up with some kind of weird conspiracy theory where, you know, the book of Daniel has, you know, this many letters in Hebrew and this many G's. And when you put all this together, well, you get April 16th, 2025. That's not how this works. That's not what he's talking about. And that's not the watching that he's saying. He's saying, know the events and look at the events around you. And you won't miss it. He's like, you do those two things. And again, I want to make this very clear. It's not like you got to be super smart or you got to be like the most in touch guy with the news, right? That's not what this is. It's not going to be that difficult. It's not going to take some super genius or some beautiful mind kind of thing where you're putting all the strings together and calculating it all and figuring it all out. That's not what it is. It's not going to be one guy figuring it out. It's going to be clear to everyone who does these two simple things. Know the scripture and pay a little attention to what's going on around you. Because everyone who does that will perceive this. But he's saying the important thing here is watch. And I think that goes to, and I don't think so much that we're any different than any other people in history, the whole 1% make the news and 10%. All. I think that's true throughout history. But I think what's different now is we have so much access to information that it seems kind of crazy that people wouldn't be paying attention to that stuff, but we don't. And so Jesus is saying, don't be the 90%, at least be the 10% that's paying attention, that's engaged enough to know what's going on around you and not so filled with entertainment and entertainment culture that you don't actually know what's going on. You don't find out something happened for days or weeks later, that you're at least engaged enough to know the events that are going on around you. Again, Jesus says this word watch so many times, we have to take it seriously. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.